Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. Thank you for joining us this evening for another broadcast. We are excited tonight and glad that you have taken time out of your schedule to join us here for the Word of God. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. And I want to just quickly go into the announcements because I don't want to belabor the time anymore because I am ready to hear what our apostle, Apostle Christopher McQueen, has prepared, amen, for us so that we may receive a right now message from a right now God. Real quick, just letting you know, in the announcements, they are as follows. Every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., please join us right here for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast with none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Thursday nights at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Join us for our live show right here, Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. You can see us, hear us live at www.ctkr.org. Go to our media tab right there on our website, and you can see all of our broadcasts as we stream live. Amen. And even if you want to go back into the archives, you can do that also to catch up on any episodes that you have missed. Amen. Preparing your hearts, hearing what God has to say, amen, for your life. Glory to God. Also want to let you know, for those of you who are interested in learning more about us, maybe you want to become a vision partner and prayer partner with this ministry, amen, or maybe you just need someone to just touch and agree with you in prayer. As you are on our website, www.ctkr.org, we do ask that you will go to the Contact Us page, follow the instructions there, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen? Glory to God. We also ask that you would pray about becoming not only a vision partner, but a financial supporter of this ministry, please helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. And finally, also want to let you know that we do have some events coming up. My conference, WOPD Fellowship Conference, September 19th through the 21st. That's every third weekend, WOPD Fellowship Conference, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. We also have my yearly conference that's coming up, amen, beginning October 16th through the 19th. You don't want to miss that. We have some exciting, powerful speakers that will be coming, amen, on those nights, amen, ready to receive, amen, ready to go forth in the anointing, amen. We are looking for a powerful time and a glorious time in the Lord. You will not be the same. Just come expecting, amen, and see what God is going to do. November 14th through the 15th, Amen, 2015. We're having our single conference. Amen. And finally, the beginning of the year, Joshua Generation Young Warriors Conference, January 29th through February the 1st, 2015. Amen. You don't want to miss these events. You don't want to miss that this time and this season. Amen. And what God is doing in the lives of his people. Glory to God. And finally, people of God, for those of you who are in the Brevard area, Cocoa area especially, please meet us right here live, 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida, 32922. That's 956 Cocoa, Florida, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida, 32922. Christ the King Redemptive Ministries.
956 North Cocoa Boulevard.
Cocoa, Florida. You heard it right there from the apostle. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure he will come back with some more announcements and more clarity as well. But just wanted to give you that and letting you also know, please go to our Facebook pages, WOPD, Women of Prophetic Destiny. Also, Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. Get us up on our Facebook page. Let us know how this ministry is blessing your life. Amen. And let us know what God is doing for you. Glory to God. We are excited, amen, what he's doing. We're thanking for his favor and his grace. Those are the announcements, amen, for this evening. Let us look to the Lord, and then immediately following there, the next voice you will hear will be none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen. Come on, let us pray, people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give your name all praise, glory, and honor. God, as we come before you, we humble ourselves at your feet, and we come with our ears attentive, our hearts uplifted, and our minds ready to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto us this evening. Father, I'm asking that you would touch the apostle's head, crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let him speak a right now word in a right now season for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel every assignment and every work of the enemy. We command the people's ears to be attuned to your voice, God. We command the people's hearts to be affixed to walk in obedience to your word. We say yes again to your will and your way for our lives. We thank you right now for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, people of God, let us prepare our hearts to receive none other than the angel of this house, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Let us receive him.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess, for that dynamic prayer and for those announcements. I just want to clarify just a few things. Amen. The address is 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, amen, Suite 1121 in the city of Cocoa. If you are in the Central Florida area, amen, region, amen, and especially in Brevard County, we invite you to come and to worship with us, amen. Every experience that we have is a worship experience. We want to make sure that whenever we come with the understanding that God is going to get the glory out of us. Amen. Withholding nothing. Amen. Nothing held. Nothing withheld. We're giving him all. Amen. Amen. And then we want to make sure that we are letting everyone know about Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. We'll be sponsoring the Woman of Prophetic Destiny Fellowship this weekend, amen, and that will be a beautiful time for us all to come together and to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, even though you hear the word woman in the title, it is not a women's conference. I want to make this very clear, amen, because it is directed towards those who are working in the fivefold, those who are seeking to hone their gifts, amen. That's why it's Woman of Prophetic Destiny, amen. And with that, that gives us the opportunity to do some other things as well. It allows us to really work on the kingdom of God and perfecting the gift. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you are a gift. Amen. We have to understand that we are the gift that God has given to the body. You know, if you are the gift that God has given to the body, then you won't take it lightly that God chose to use you. Amen. And you allow yourself to be used. Amen. All of your development and the light will all go towards making sure that God gets the glory out of you. Amen. So we want to make sure that you know that you are welcome, male, female, amen, to come to the Women of Prophetic Destiny Conference, amen. This is a time of fellowship. This is a time of growth. This is a time of renewal, amen. God bless you. We'll see which way we need to go, amen. With growth and development. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, growth is the intent.
Growth is.
Amen. And when you understand that, then you'll go through the process to grow. Amen. You are pressed, amen, to grow. Amen. So that God can get the glory out of us. Amen. And that is our point. That is our purpose. That's what we're going for. Now, if you have a different agenda, I'm sorry. This is where we are, and this is where we're going, and this is what we're trusting God for. Amen?
Yeah.
With that being said, we're doing certain things. We're working on technical. We got the television studio just about ready for us to go into our broadcast. So we're doing test runs and the like. And then we'll be uploading, amen, the ministry or the word that we're giving, the services, will be uploaded, amen, to our site and to our YouTube page and the other places where we live stream, amen, where we have our accounts at, amen. So we're working on it. And I'm telling you, by the time that Woman of Prophetic Destiny comes, y'all going to be looking at shot angles, everything else. I'm telling you, those who are coming, I'm just telling you, get your hair done, get your nails done, make sure your feet are done, amen? Make sure you got the right dress on, and go over to the Mac or whatever that's called, and get all prettied up, makeup. With all the powder and all the, you know how y'all do it. Do all of that. I'm going to come in trying to look as handsome as I possibly can without overdoing it so I can remain holy, amen. Some of y'all get conceited when y'all get dressed up, amen. But we coming in here to get ugly before the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you come in here too pretty, don't get mad when the power of God falls in this place and your mascara starts to run and all the rest of that, just wipe it on up, you know, and keep on giving God his praise and his glory. But come in looking like you want to look good, amen. I'm just telling you that normally in worship things get a little, well, you know, we have tissue boxes, amen. That's all I'm going to say. Amen. With that being said, I think I've said enough so far with all of this, and we need to get into this word. Let me just tell you that God is speaking to us, and we've been dealing with 1 Corinthians, amen, 15. And I'm going to digress this morning or this evening, amen. We're going to go over Psalms 39, amen. Psalms 139 and 13 says, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. Everybody say, I will praise.
I will praise.
Amen. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Put your finger right there. And let's go over here, if you will. We're going to the book of Jeremiah. Amen. Jeremiah, first chapter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every once in a while, the Lord has to bring us back to give us a reality check to remind us who we are and what purpose we have. As we get off focus sometime and begin to look at different things and mess up. Amen. Let us go here, Jeremiah 1 and 5. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then said I, our Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Look at your neighbor, just ask a quick question. Whose words are coming out of your mouth? Okay, you know, that this is going to be powerful this evening, okay, because you got to understand that the words that you are speaking are sanctioned by God, amen, and your lifestyle, because your lifestyle should be a sanctified lifestyle, then when you speak, you should be speaking sanctified words, amen, and if God said holy, you should be saying holy, but if God said that I built you up, then guess what, you can't say I'm torn down. All right, let's keep going here, amen. Let's see what the Lord is saying here. He said, behold, I put my words in your mouth. First, see, I have this day, everybody say this day. I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Amen. So now, let's stop right there and let's just give the Lord a praise for his word already. Amen. You have to understand and what God is telling me and what God is showing me is that we in the body of Christ have been going through an identity crisis. Let me just clearly say this. We've been fighting within ourselves with who we are and who God called us to be. Somehow or another, everybody else's voice has gotten louder than God's voice. We begin to start listening to what people have said about us, other than listening to what God has said about us. And I want you to understand something very clear. God, before he spoke your name, he already knew your path. Amen. Understand what it says here in Jeremiah, the first chapter. It says simply, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And you have to ask yourself something. What did God know about me before I knew that there was a me? How is it that God saw the greatness in me before I had a chance to mess my greatness up? How was it that he knew me before my mother knew my father, before my mother's mother knew her, before my mother's father knew her, before my father's mother and father knew him? And, you know, we can go back and back and back. And before all of this, God knew me. And let me tell you something, God knew you too. Can I bring that close to where we are? God knows you. He knows you. Amen. It's interesting, while I was working up in Ohio, amen, in law enforcement, my wife came along with me on what we call a ride-along. She basically came and rode in the squad car with me to observe what I do. Amen. And they say it's a good thing because it helps those who are loved ones to understand some of the stresses and things that we go through in law enforcement, amen? So what she did was she rode along with me. And it just so happened that there was a young lady that I ended up having to place under arrest. I put her in the car, and she's sitting in the back seat of the car. My wife is sitting in the front seat of the car. And while I was out getting the rest of the story and getting all the information that I needed in order to do the report and do the affidavit, the young lady was inside the car speaking to my wife and telling her, I know you. Yeah, I know you.
it was you and me. Remember, we were back in L.A. We was over, and I think she had them out on the West Coast someplace, and I remember, and you was up here, and you did this, and remember, you was the one who was supposed to, and I said, yeah, I got you, yeah, yeah, that's okay, you got a good kid, you sitting up here, yeah, and my wife didn't more know that girl than Betty Boop, amen, she didn't know her at all, but that lady believed that she knew my wife, and no matter what my wife said, she kept coming back with, it's cool, I understand. But, you know, remember when we were over there? My wife, she grinning and shaking her head because there was nothing she could say to persuade that lady that she didn't know her. Now, why am I saying all that, and what does that have to do with this? God knows you. And there's nothing that you can say or do that will persuade God that he don't know you. The problem here is that most of the time God is trying to get us to understand that he knows everything about us. He knows your upbringing. He knows your shortcomings. He knows what you're strong at. He knows your weaknesses. He knows everything about you. And why are you trying to prove to God that you are something else or you're someone else? God is trying to let you know, hey, I know you. I know everything about you. Before I caused your genes to start splitting and you began to create and come into the form that you have with your arms and your legs and your head and your abdomen and everything about you, I already knew all that there needed to be known about you. See, the thing is that we have to understand that God is not bound by the time that we are. He is a God that at the very beginning knows how to end this. He doesn't have to figure it out on the way. God already knows how this thing is going to end up. So while we're sitting back trying to figure out the best way to get it together so that as time goes along, we can mature and develop into something, God knows your development before you start on your path of matriculation. Before you can pick what school you're going to, before you can choose how you're going to get in there, what your field of study is going to be, what your concentrated study is going to be, God already knows what you're going to do. And he's already designed your path. Yeah. Look what he says here. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, listen to this, I sanctified you. Now, understand something, that sanctification is a separating or a setting aside for a holy purpose. Simply put, God sanctified you or set you aside before there was for you to let up your sanctification. Oh, that's deep. Yeah, it is. That means, see, I remember when I was coming up, we used to get saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, got Jesus on my side, and we would get saved at the altar, and then we would go through the process of getting sanctified. Amen. See, this is old school holiness here I'm talking about. And then we would work on getting the Holy Ghost. We want to be filled. So we would go through the processes and the steps, amen. But as we grew and we began to understand how this thing works out, you get saved and the rest of your life you're working on being sanctified. Amen. Because you get rid of that, those outward sins, but now you got to get rid of those inward proclivities. Huh? You just have a propensity for doing this, that, and other. You tend to be drawn to, don't let somebody, one of the young men that be around saying, you know what, I'm okay, but every time somebody pull out their chair and start me, I'll be ready to turn around, and I'm like, what's inside of you that causes you to think that that's good? Inside of each one of us, we have some things that after we stop drinking, smoking, sleeping around, and getting high and doing all the rest of that stuff, we still have some stuff we got to deal with. Your sanctification is a lifelong process. Sanctification means I'm set aside, which means when you got saved, you should have came out from amongst them and been separated. Be holy. See, that's the thing. Holiness is a lifestyle. It's not a denomination. So we have to get back to dealing with this here. And what he says is, before you were born, I separated you for holiness. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Look at this. He said, I ordained you a prophet to the nation.
Yeah.
And let me just say something here, because a lot of times we know how the end is going to be. God shows us the greatness that he's going to develop through us or develop in us, but we have not come to that level yet. Amen. And because we have not come to the level yet, amen, we walk around feeling inadequate because we're not the greatness that we're going to become. Okay, can I say that again? You're not great like you're going to become great. But while you're developing into that, cherish and wait and go on and do what God calls you to do. People will sit back and stop moving forward, upset because, you know, they opened up the church and got their stuff together, went out, got their Bible, and they're walking in. They got a couple of revelations under their belt. God showed them a couple of things. They ready to walk in and impress the world with the fact that God spoke to them, you know, and those who are seasoned see this and see, okay, well, that's wonderful that the Lord spoke to you, but now you need to develop a staying power. But let me tell you something. It's interesting when I was speaking to some of the mothers and some of the elders of the church that they would always talk about staying power. Everybody say staying power.
Staying power.
Something about staying power is that staying power is not just you getting saved. See, the part of this you got to work on. And then there's the other part that the Holy Spirit does in you. He's a keeper. Amen. He is a teacher. He is a comforter. Amen. But if you don't want to be kept, he can't keep you. If you don't want to be comforted, he can't comfort you. If you don't want to be taught, he can't instruct you. So his job is to make sure he provides those things. Our job is to accept his provision for our life. It will add to us. It will help us develop. It will take us to another level. Amen. I ordain you a prophet to the nation. So, Lord, what do I do while I'm waiting for the nation to call? What do I do while I'm waiting on the venue to open up that will place me at the forefront of the people of God? What do I do while I'm waiting on the blessing and the wealth and the prosperity and all the other things that he called in safety? What do I do while I'm waiting on greatness to manifest? Obviously, when God is speaking right here, he's talking to Jeremiah. He's telling him, before you were old enough to know that these were decisions made for you, they were already made. Decisions for your life. What do? You go through your development. Never, never, never does God call you a job that you are not able to do. Amen? Every job that God calls you for, you're able to do. Amen? He calls you for jobs that you're able to do, and then he trains you to do. We talk about destiny, amen? Everybody say with me, destiny. The thing about destiny here is that we have to understand is that destiny is not the final stage. Destiny is a location. Amen? Destiny is a destination. But now, while you're going through your training, your development, and you're going through your processing, God is preparing you so that when you get to that destination, you have the skill set to be effective at the task he's assigned you in your destiny. So while you don't see the greatness now, keep going through the process. The process is going to prepare you for your destination. Lord, I wish I could preach this like I want. Because we're so busy hearing prophetic utterances and prophetic words and prophetic directives given to us that we sometimes think that we're ready to go right now. Brother, sister, you're not ready to go until you get trained, so when you get there, you don't make a wreck of the whole thing. Isn't it interesting in the military that there are ranks, this filing rank? You know, if everyone has to go up the ladder in order to get things done, you go see your commander. You know, you're giving a little bit of a responsibility after developing your leadership skill. So you don't just come in the Army and get a talent. It don't work like that. Okay, and even if, when you come in, there's some things that they have to strip off of you. Now, let me talk about this stripping off of you. Because when I went to Fort Dix in New Jersey, amen, I got up there and we were all talking on a bus and everything was good. And when we got to Fort Dix and went through the gate and everything and that bus stopped, those drill instructors stopped being nice to us. They stopped talking all kinds, and it went terribly the other way. Get off the bus now. What you doing? They were in your face, and from that point on, you had to work to get them back down. They keyed up from the start. Oh, man, we was coming on a bus, they picked us up, and we was riding, and we was all talking, and it's like, you know. So where you from? Oh, I'm from Ohio, yeah, and, you know, I come up in church and everything. I just, you know, I'm talking to other people. Yeah, you know, I was playing football and everything. I was wanting to serve and everything, so I'm serving out. I think it's going to be great and wonderful. And they was talking to us, yeah. When we got off that bus, Lord, it was different. Now, why am I telling you this? Because sometimes when the Spirit of God is wooing you in, amen, it's all right. You're on the bus. But when you get to the place where God now has to start working on you, it will change. Some of you are upset at church because your development changed from being nice to take this off and strip that off. We couldn't just lay in the bed and talk about, oh, we got the weekend. When the weekend came, they had our weekend planned for us. You're going to get up at this time. You got this much free time. I suggest you make your phone call, send your letters off, everything else at this time you'll be in formation and you will have your stuff together. Let me tell you, you didn't show up and the other people didn't show up. We would pull on people to make sure that nobody was left behind. And all of these things taught us how to be soldiers, how to be responsible for someone other than yourself. Look at your neighbor and say, I have to be responsible for you too. The Bible lets us know, and we always say this, it lets us know that we are to bear one another's burden. Amen?
Right.
Huh? The question that God asked Cain is about his brother, and Cain came back with, am I my brother's keeper? Obviously, the answer was yes, because the question was asked to him. So when we're going through processing and developing, you know, it's going to switch and it's going to change. But you have to understand, nothing that God does in your processing and in your development is for your destruction.
Yes, God.
Ooh, how come they all get that so hard and so far?
We need to change something. We just,
you got to change something because all of your life you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and that iniquity will derail your destiny. If we don't get that out of you, that could cause others to stumble and fall. So God begins to deal with us to get that mess up out of us so that it's not a hindrance to the kingdom. Amen. Your greatness has already been designed. Look what he says here. Sixth verse. This sounds very familiar because I keep hearing it. God called you, told you, I formed you, ordained you, and you are who I said you are. If you get the old, go in archives and listen to those broadcasts prior to this, we've been talking about I am he, and I am what I am, but by the grace of God. God called you and told you who you were. And when he begins to speak to you, the first thing a lot of people do is they start putting up their shortcomings and flaws. Well, you know what, Lord, I can't speak to nobody because I ain't never had, you know, articulate speech. I can't article speech or whatever. I can't get it together. I guess I can't go. Okay, you better ask Brother Moses because he said, I can't speak. He said, look, behold, I have sent air to you. I have given you air. He shall be a mouthpiece for you, but you shall be a God to Pharaoh. You see that? So even in your excuse, God has already given you a remedy for your shortcoming. You don't have a deficiency in God's eyes. Can I say that again? You do not have a deficiency in God's eyes. You have a deficiency in your eyes. And God is trying to get us to see that he didn't make any junk. He didn't make a mistake. That's why I like it over here where we're in Psalms, amen, 139, amen. As we look at this, we see here, he says, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. Sound like Jeremiah, don't it? God knows me. He gave me, he sanctified me. I'm sealed. I'm a child of God from before I was born. God decided that he wanted me. Ephesians, the first chapter, lets us know that he predestined me to be a part of his love. Amen. And my job then is to show forth the glory of the Father. Huh? God chose me to show forth his glory. You should get happy about the fact that God thought about you before the rest of you and gave you such an awesome opportunity to show forth his glory in the earth. Predestined for this. I was made for this. I was created for this. No, I was not I wasn't a mistake. I wasn't something that just showed up. The devil is a lie. God had me on his mind, and at the appointed time, he called me to come forth. Arms came together with the torso, and the legs came together. Every one of my little pygmy little toes came into the proper place. Everything, every hair on my head, he knows the calendar number and name. I am a child of God, and he loves me like that. And the assignment that he gave me was not to be mediocre, but to be great before him. I formed you, for you, for my inner parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. God help us today. I will praise you. Now, the problem is we can't praise God and curse at the same time. Oh, my Jesus. How can you praise God and then curse what God has made? Well, what are you saying, Apostle? God said you're great, but you said not great. God said you're blessed, and you said I'm not blessed. God said you're anointed, and you said I'm not anointed. And God said, listen, everything I spoke to you was a blessing. It was a declaration. It was a decree towards the greatness that I called you to. Why aren't you speaking the blessing and you're speaking the opposite of it? Because the opposite of a blessing is a curse. When your hairs don't line up with God's word about you, you're speaking opposite of him. And if God has already blessed you and his words towards you, his thoughts towards you are for greatness and for pleasure and for, then if you're speaking out of that, then you're not speaking the word of God. Whose word are you speaking? Well, let me help you out. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brother. So if you're speaking not what God said, then you're actually speaking another authority's word. Some of us have to repent before God and ask him to forgive us for not believing in him. Your faith has to be worked out. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you have faith, you have to actually take something that is not and believe in it until it is. Such it is your process. You see that? God's working on you. You want the grace, but God is proof. He's working you through every so that when you get to greatness, you won't have deficiencies or flaws in your making. When God sent you before the people, he will already have polished out certain parts that work right together. Y'all need to hear what I'm saying and see what I'm seeing. We have to understand that sandpaper, as rough as it is, it's applied to smooth out things. And sandpaper does its job, whatever it is applied to, is smooth to touch. That means that those rough things that are in your life, God is going to have to work them out by other means. This won't be a nice talking. Get off the bus. I think the preacher did. You need to get off the bus. You know, there are people, we got to Fort Dix. After they call us off the bus and everything, some people got nervous, and, you know, you have the opportunity to recant. Not a good thing to do. But there's some mama boys, some daddy girls, that decide, I'm taking all of this. Y'all talking to me. I got it. And they ready to, okay, so here they go back home, and they get that other discharge, amen? Huh? It's not a nice thing, amen? You're not going to come into the Army or into the Marine Corps or the Air Force or the Navy and tell them how they're going to talk to you. Amen? They're going to talk to you how they feel like talking to you. Something about a Navy and cussing like a sailor, amen? And they earn that, amen? They own it. It's theirs, amen? Marine Corps, they ain't holding your hand, they ain't patting you on your back. You're going to get up over the wall and you're going to say, I made it. They're going to say, move, move, move. Why are you moving? Because while you're sitting up in your silhouette, you should be shot. See, this is what you look at in the process, and you think I just made this, and I just got over it, and then there's what God is really looking at. See, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Sometimes while we're sitting back trying to, you know, if I could just get one victory or do one thing, you know, everybody be happy about it. I like my tattoos. Okay, this is not your army. This ain't your Marine Corps. This ain't where you need to be trying to deal with all of that. Amen? See, you need to go through this process. Now, let me show you what really happens at basic training or boot camp, however you want to look at it, is that when you get there, they have to take a mesh of individuals and make them a cohesive unit. And in order to do that, they have to strip off those things that make you an individual. Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying to you.
They strip off everything that makes you different. Everybody gets the same haircut. Everybody's wearing the same uniform. Everybody's wearing the same color boots. Huh? Your underwear will be the color that they give you when you get there. Your other shirts will be the color they give you. If you have a hat, it will look just like everybody else's hat because they gave it to you. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? You don't have a choice in individualizing yourself. Well, I'm going to wear my pockets a certain way. You stand in formation and you look different, they're going to talk about your difference because we don't look different in this army. We wear the uniform a certain way. We carry ourselves a certain way. We perform a certain way. We don't give up. We bear one another. We do things together. We work as a unit. In God's army, people have been walking around trying to be individuals, and God's trying to get us to strip off individuality and become a unit in the army of God. That doesn't mean that everybody got to come to church in black suits with white shirts and red ties, and we got to have Stacey Adams or Dee Maddens or whatever it is, and all the women have to come in, and if you don't have, you know, your white on and your sleeves don't come in here. No, it's not that. Not that. All that's aesthetics. Amen. And I think some people have mistaken, that for what real holiness is. Amen. I remember coming up that some of the girls who had to wear long dresses were some of the, well, let's just say they didn't always have those long dresses on. Amen. Those were some of the roughest ones. Amen. And they went the furthest when the girls with the short dresses wouldn't let you see what was hidden. And the ones that with the long dresses showed you what they covered. You know, we thought that those things were covering us and making us holy, but what it did was it gave us a false sense of reality. That did not set my holiness. That did not establish me. Amen? If anything, you know, it put me out there, and when people ask questions, instead of being able to stand up for God, we backed down and made excuses for why we look like that. This is an aesthetic thing. Look at the thing in the army of God means that we all put on the whole armor of God. We all accept our assignment. Some people in the army, there were people who went to demolition. Some people went to transport. Some people went to infantry. Some people went to, legal services. Some people went to administrative. You know, some people were cooks. Some people were, supply. You know, everybody had a job. But everybody came through basic. No matter your rank, you had to come through basic. Brother, sister, no matter who you are, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, saint, son, daughter, it doesn't make a difference. We all got to come to the cross. And the blood has to be applied to each and every one of us. But when God talks about how great and wonderful you are, stop telling God about how tort you are. You need to do what he's doing here. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Brothers, sisters, you got to come to an aha moment in your life where you realize that everything that God said about you is the truth. Everything that God has decreed and declared is over your life is not a lie and a made-up fairy tale, but it is the truth waiting to be manifested in your life. God didn't miss his words. He didn't bite his tongue. He didn't lie He's not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. If God said it, it's so. It shall come to pass. You can carry your weight on it. Guess what? It's coming down the pike. Amen? He missed it. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And we know when you take that to heart, because praising God then becomes so easy. You don't have to fight to get a hallelujah out. You don't have to fight to get a thank you, Jesus, out. You don't have to fight to get a glory to your name out. Because when you look back over your life and see your upbringing, born into the shape of iniquity, you see what the enemy tries to do to you. But you already see that because God spoke my end at my beginning, even though I was in process and going from my beginning to my end, there were some choices that I made, some things that I did, because the shaping of myself in iniquity caused me to see things in a certain light or a certain way. But when Jesus came along, the scales fell off my eyes. I could clearly see what I need to see so I could correct my path. So I started walking towards him. He started leading me towards my destiny. And he started reminding me of something that I should have known at the very beginning. Let me show you something. When he said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That means that there was a connection between you and God. Right now. Come on now. I know you. I know you too. Then we're born in sin. And because of that sin, we lose connection. But when we accept Christ, we walk right back into the fullness of who we were before. Amen? That's how God can know who we are. But we need to realize that we know God too. They that know their God shall do exceedingly great exploits. Great works. They that know their God. You see that? When you come to an understanding of what God has done for you, through you, then you can begin to walk full of the confidence that you don't have to worry about yourself. Amen? He says right here, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. You need to look in the mirror sometimes and just say, Lord, thank you for everything. I know my nose is a little crooked and my eye just a little lower than the other one. Maybe my lips too big and my ears flap out from the side of my head like an elephant, whatever it is. Maybe my top don't meet the bottom of my body the right way. I don't care what you look at. Maybe my toes are curled up or whatever. You look at yourself, but think about the fact that while you're looking at all of that, those are the flaws that you think you see, but God fearfully and wonderfully made you. And guess what? You're marvelous. Marvelous are your words. And that my soul knows very well. I'm so glad of this, so that when we go here to Jeremiah, we begin to look at the words that he said, it brings us back to an understanding. Look at this. He fearfully and wonderfully made us. He called us and sanctified us. He ordained us. Then said, I cannot speak for I'm a youth. He said, don't say I'm a youth. In other words, stop throwing your deficiency in my face. Huh? For you shall go, regardless of your shortcoming, regardless of your past, regardless of what you've done, regardless of what people knew about you. You are not that person. You are who God called and ordained you to be. God, stand up and be it. God, take your mess and make it a message. God, take your wreck and make it a piece of art. People looking over there trying to figure out how you got favor on this level, knowing all that they know about you. But when you were going through that, God was setting you up in a dark place so that when he turned the light on inside of you, you could bring somebody else out. God knows how to do what he does. Amen?
You shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you. That means that as you go forth to do what God called you to be, do, then you don't have to worry about repercussions. God already got your back. And I don't know anybody who has a greater reach than God. She does this. The Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. You don't even have to worry about your linguistic style. God has the word for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for utterance. Thank you for moans that cannot be uttered. You can intercede for me. Huh? See, I have this. They set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Time will not allow me to go into the end of this. We'll pick it up on Saturday, but here this night first. But I want you to understand that the reason why God fearfully and wonderfully made you the way that he did was not so that you could walk around and tell people, looking at me. Everything that he did was so that he could get the glory out of you. And there is a purpose to your development. Can I say that again? There is a purpose to your development. You aren't just made just to be made. God didn't form you or go through all of this just so you could exist. Your life is Christ. Amen? Huh? For I have died, and the life I now live, according to Colossians, amen, the life I now live is Christ. So I'm living that life of Jesus Christ now in this vessel. I'm going forward to do what I need to do so God can get the glory out of all of it. Amen? And the same thing with you. Let God use you and stop making excuses for inactivity. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's pray. Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sin. I pray right now that this message has touched you and that you now see that there's some things that God is trying to do for you and through you. Stop letting the enemy tell you that you won't ever be anything and you'll never accomplish anything. God made you fearfully and wonderfully made. He made you special. You are marvelous. And as you understand that, then you can start walking forward doing what God called you to do. But first, you must know him. If you need, if you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer with me. Father, right now, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you would lead them to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where they can go forward and be trained and developed and mature, go on to do those things that you called them to do. Now, I pray for those, Lord, who need prayer, those who need a touch, those who are sick in the body, Lord, those who are going through bereavement, those who have things that they need, miracle signs and wonders, Lord. They're praying right now, Lord, that you move. I stand with them right now. My faith is extended towards, oh God, their relief, oh God, towards their resolution, Lord, that you will move. Release your angels to do the work now so that you get the glory out of our life. We thank you for it. We love you for it. In the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong, and we'll praise you for it evermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Now, if you prayed all those prayers, we pray that you would find that church. Look for them. You know, don't just go to the first door that got a cross on it. Be led by the Spirit, amen, so that you can go forward and do things God called you to do, amen. I pray that you will go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you can learn more about us and become a venture partner with us. Help us to spread this gospel around the world. Your financial gift will go so far in helping us to preach the gospel and support those who are preaching the gospel over across seas in other places where the means are needed from us who have. Amen.
I'm Apostle Crystal from McQueen of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Join us on Thursday for Prophetic Atmosphere with none other than Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We love you, and we look forward to being with you then. God bless you. Capture.